The festivals are being organized by Grace Resendez McCaffrey, publisher of La Costa Latina newspaper and founder of the Hispanic Resource Center. In Pensacola, it's McCaffrey's third such event for Cinco de Mayo, filling a gap locally in terms of a true celebration of Mexican heritage and culture.
It's an effort to pull together people that are able to bring an authentic celebration like we do. And so it's just something that we haven't been able to do in the past, but we're getting better at it and a lot more support from the community as time goes by, people that want to participate, people that want to perform, people that want to show their culinary expertise.
The Cinco de Mayo Festival in Pensacola will be held at Plaza de Luna, while the event in Destin will be held at the Maddie Kelly Cultural Arts Village. Both will run from 2 to 9 p.m.
We've got live music and fresh hot food, authentic Mexican food that you won't find in restaurants. Soul food, if you will, made by people who are from Mexico and know what they're doing.
McCaffrey believes the musical entertainment also will be memorable.
This year we're paying tribute to two very beloved Mexican-American musicians. Aixa Fernandez is an imitator of Selena, which a lot of people know from either the movie or the music. Simona Beltran, she impersonates Jenny Rivera. Both of these artists were gone way too soon, but their music and their legendary status just remains. And so it's going to be a rare opportunity to see a tribute to both of them on the same stage in the same day.
In addition to the live music, a group of Mexican folkloric dancers out of Alabama has been invited to perform.
They are a group that formed out of a local church, which is very common. Mexican folk dance music represents different parts of the country, and actually there is a specific dance for each of the 31 states of Mexico. One of the most popular or most recognized dances is of the state of Jalisco, which is what this group in particular dances.
McCaffrey says their celebration of Cinco de Mayo is not yet an annual event, although she would like it to be. But she adds it takes a lot of work and money to make it happen.
Fortunately, we do a pretty good job in keeping a low budget to be able to provide a good show and a good event, but it still takes community support. So funding is a little bit harder to find these days for these types of events, but we do have some support. So we're trying this year is to ask the community to help us by paying a small admission fee.
As part of their mission to support cultural diversity, Gulf Power Company and the University of West Florida John C. Pace Symposium Series are sponsoring the event. McCaffrey has found success with other Latino heritage events with attendance by people from other cultural backgrounds, and she's hoping for a similar diverse turnout for Cinco de Mayo.
Well, that's the whole point, is to not only celebrate our culture, but to share it, because what we're doing is educating people in things like what is Cinco de Mayo. A lot of people may still think that it is Mexican Independence Day, which it is not.
It actually commemorates the Mexican Army's unlikely defeat of French forces in the Battle of Puebla in 1862.
It really is a celebration of a community, the way communities come together and help each other.
McCaffrey adds that the current political debate surrounding immigration and the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, will not dampen their celebration. Ultimately, she thinks the festival might help to foster a better understanding of our neighbors who are affected on a human level.
That is a place where you can find some DACA recipients. And when you get to know someone and kind of get to know about their history and their family and their goals and what they do in our community, it makes it a little bit easier for people to open up to the idea of maybe policies that need to be changed and so we can make things better for everyone who wants to participate in the community.
Again, the Cinco de Mayo festivals will be held this Saturday at Plaza de Luna in Pensacola and Sunday at the Maddie Kelly Cultural Arts Village in Destin, both events from 2 to 9 p.m. More information is online at latinomediainc.com. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.